Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sunday marks the 20th anniversary of a terrible day at Seton Hall University.
4 a.m. the morning of January 19, 2000, Bolin Hall, filled with hundreds of freshmen, also filled with smoke and flames. Three of those freshman young men died, dozens and dozens hurt, including then 18-year-old Sean Simons, who barely survived.
Being that I was burned on over 15% of my body, I was at St. Barnabas Medical Center in the burn unit for over a month trying to recover. And then it was not just the physical aspect of recovering, but also the mental and emotional aspect.
He's now dedicated his life to touring colleges and high schools by the hundreds to talk about fire safety.
We also wanted to make sure that people knew what we were going through, and I think that it's important for people to know our journey.
Glenn Schuck, 10-10 wins. Seton Hall in South Orange.
Tomorrow, Congressmembers Bill Pascrell Jr. and Donald Payne will reportedly announce that they're reintroducing the Campus Fire Safety Education Act. That would create a grant program for fire prevention and education programs at colleges.